This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3269 for Thursday the 11th of February 2021. Today's show is entitled, Linux In-Laws S01E23, the first year of the 5-year plan and is part of the series, Linux In-Laws. It is hosted by Monochrome, and is about 48 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, the in-laws review the first year, the highlights, lowlights and all the bloody rest.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This is Linux In-Laws, a podcast on topics around free and open source software, any associated contraband, communism, the revolution in general, and whatever else fancies your tickle. Please note that this and other episodes may contain strong language, offensive humor, and other certainly not politically correct language. You have been warned. Our parents insisted on this disclaimer. Happy Mum! Thus, the content is not suitable for consumption in the workplace, especially when played back on a speaker in an open plan office or similar environments. Any minors under the age of 35, or any pets, including fluffy little killer bunnies, your trusted guide dog, unless on speed, and cute T-Rexes or other associated dinosaurs.
Привет, товарищи! Greetings, comrades! This special broadcast of Linux In-Laws marks the first anniversary of this podcast. With the implementation of the first year of the 5-year plan of world domination through open source, we are happy to report that episode production has increased above plan alongside a steady increase in listenership, now clocking in at 5. We aim to ramp up this up to 10 next year and get more brothers and sisters to join the revolution. Da draftujet fos. Long live free and open source software. Privyet Martin, comrade, how are things?
Privyet, comrade Chris. Things are great in the in the Union, yes, the Union Soviet. Of the Linux In-Laws, yes.
I understand you have been to the Central Committee recently, talking about the 5-year plan. Any news?
Definitely. Much news. So the first law is being implemented tomorrow.
And what's that?
You will be glad to hear. So, listening to the Linux In-Laws is mandatory every evening on pain of death. Or going to Siberia.
Gulags!
Your choice.
Gulags!
Gulag, yes.
Excellent.
Your choice.
And, Comrade Martin, what's been the story with the first year of the In-Laws, then?
But the first year was the preparation for the grand takeover of the world.
Dear listeners, if you're still listening, well done. Welcome to Linux In-Laws, episode 23.
No. Law number two is there's no stopping halfway through the episode or gulag, right?
Yes. So the idea is essentially to recount what's been happening for the first year. Because, yes, this is episode 23. We have been on Hacker Public Radio for 1 year now. And the idea behind this botched intro, let's put it this way, basically was just to recount the year. And, of course, to lay the foundation with this for the next 4 years of the first five-year plan. Hence the somewhat Russian introduction. Because, yes, we are communists at heart. Well, I am anyway.
Slightly Russian.
Exactly. And, yes, and of course, this is only the first five-year plan. It depends basically on how long Martin and myself will be living to see how many five-year plans there really are. But needless to say, as usual, as we probably know, and if history is anything to go by, five-year plans, never mind the revolution, well, in some parts anyway, haven't really succeeded. Well, at least until now, because there is, of course, still something called the Linux In-Laws. In addition to the FOSS revolution, right? Maybe, just maybe, communism will have the upper hand this time.
Here's a question. Yeah, this time, I mean, revolutions have traditionally not worked for all that long, right?
What?
Although, I guess the French did okay with their bit because they just chopped off everybody's head. Yeah.
But, Martin, if you take a look at France now, this is not really a communist state anymore. All the attempts have failed.
Agreed. So what you're saying is there is no hope for communism.
Until now.
Until now, yes. Of course. Yes, sorry. Yes, definitely until now.
Well,
until the beginning of last
year,
right?
Yes, of course, we, being the Linux In-Laws, we do rest on the shoulders of giants. When did beloved Richard M. Stallman found the FSF?
Talking about our predecessors.
Oh, sorry. Yes, we're coming to that in a minute. Sorry. Yes, of course. Okay, first things first. About, what was it? 32 billion years ago, something happened, like a Big Bang or something?
I don't know, I wasn't there at the time, so I couldn't tell
you. Okay, fast forward. 2,000 years ago, somebody tried to walk over water. Or on water, didn't really work out. Well, but that's a different story. Well, for some people, it probably did. But anyway, the accounts of this may be fictional. We do not know. I've never certainly tried it, but maybe other people have. Anyway, doesn't matter. Okay, fast forward to the 70s, when somebody called Richard M. Stallman wrote some, what was it, 80s? I can't even remember. It'll be in the show notes anyway. The statutes of something which is now known as the free and open source software world. The rest is pretty much history, and then some Finnish student invented a terminal emulator that became later an operating system. Terminal emulation.
Is he part of...
Later became somewhat of an operating system.
For a moment, he was part of Skynet as well.
No, he invented pretty much a terminal emulator, which basically became an operating system afterwards, yes. Then the search company took this as... Well, not the search company itself, but rather another company took this as foundation for something that resembles a small robot. Subsequently, a search company bought this other company. Again, the rest is history. After that, NVIDIA turned into Skynet. Listen to the previous episode. The link will be in the show notes. Skynet failed to conquer and rule the world. And now we are back to, due to some improbability draft, back in 2021.
Yeah, it's an interesting point about Skynet. I'm not sure that is entirely that well predicted, given the current situation with their products? As in, you can't find any of their hardware.
You can't. Why is that?
Because everybody's buying.
like PlayStation 5 and all the rest of them?
No, mainly the miners and the gamers, right? But this, they're going for well over retail, all these modern cards. Okay. If you're wondering.
Okay, back to the Linux and the subject at hand. Martin, yes,
5-year plans. Yes, what about your visit to the committee?
I thought you went.
It's
quite simple, basically, because about 10 minutes into the session, Zoom breakdown. Uh-huh. Broke down, sorry. And Zoom, of course, being proprietary technology, not really surprising that broke down. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Are you sure you wasn't Jitsi?
Yes. They tried and that failed too.
Okay.
Yeah, just and checking. It took them about 4 weeks to install Big Blue Buttons, but then they gave up on that too. No surprises there.
So the moral of this story is what exactly?
Okay, back to the subject. I mean, Martin, now we're clocking in at 23 episodes. We have done 22. Mm. So what about the highlights and the lowlights?
Oh my God, there's too many to... Lowlights are probably just the tech, right? We have had a few hiccups here and there in the audio department.
In addition to Jitsi probably being the last example. Yes, I didn't know that conferences, that free and open source conferencing systems would be so bloody tricky.
It's surprising that... given the high usage of the moment, there aren't more people.
I ran in Hacktober. I think I hinted that at that already. No, maybe I didn't. You'll find maybe the links in the show notes if I can dig this up. Last year, a couple of people got together for a so-called Hacktoberfest run by DigitalOcean, exactly, of DigitalOcean fame. DigitalOcean, of course, being the hosting company, they do a Hacktoberfest, I think, at least for the last 4 or 5 years anyway. The idea behind these so-called Hacktoberfests is to take an open source project and literally a group or a couple of individuals get together and improve this open source project. And then DigitalOcean, upon recognition of the contributions of this group, basically gives them t-shirts. Mm-hmm. The idea, of course, not being to get the t-shirts, but rather to contribute to the community. Indeed. So, quite a few people got together for this Hacktoberfest thing and tried to properly containerize Big Blue Button. We set aside a month, needless to say, the month of October, and 2020, yes, of course. But regardless of how many hours we put in, we never got to do it, we never got around to kind of getting it to work.
Is this is that due to the lack of effort, you think, or is this due to the activity of beer drinking?
No, I think it's on to the technology mix that the project has deployed, because there were about 5 people. Everybody put in about 20 hours of work each week. Times 4 is 80. Mm. Times 5 is 400 hours of work. And as I said, we never got around to even kind of, we stopped mostly at root cause analysis because we couldn't get even to run the initial version of the containerized thing that we had in mind. Wow. But this episode is, of course, not just about Big Blue Button. Fred, if you're listening.
Well, running on a Big Blue Button on a VM is slightly more straightforward, but still also not.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, the highlights rather than the lowlights.
The highlights, yes. Well, yeah. Okay, what was your highlight?
Was probably actually the Transylvania episode that you wrote.
Okay.
And I particularly like the contribution of the peasant girl.
Ah, yes. The Transylvanian episode.
And people, we will have the peasant girl back in the very near future. unfortunately not talking about how to unionize a vampire's workforce for a change, but rather talking about probabilistic data structures, because the peasant girl. Oh no, I can't really. I can't spoil this. Sorry, no. Sorry, you have to listen to the episode, people. It's coming up, I think, in March time frame. So stay tuned. But but if you like the peasant girl, in that particular Transylvanian episode, she will reappear only with a slightly different tack. That I can reveal.
Mm, not quite. Not quite as a peasant, indeed.
But the girl will stay the same. Yes. The accent might be different. Never mind the subject. But she'll be back.
Excellent.
So what was...
Talking about being back, what about our interviews? Which one did you like?
This is hard to say, because if I pick one, all the others will be in front of my doorstep with pitchforks, right?
Well, they can always come back on the next episode.
No, I mean, without jokes, it's hard to say. I mean, all this, every episode I loved. I don't know.
Everybody was
different, right?
So really good. Yep.
So what about you?
Very different.
Famous episode, favorite episode, and favorite...
Famous. They're all famous, yes.
And least liked interview, Martin. Of course, that was a joke.
Where are we? Sorry, what was your question?
Yes, was there a two question? Actually, but let me repeat them.
Okay.
What was your favorite episode? And the least liked interview, but that, of course, was a joke, so let's scrap this. The most... beloved Dark Side episode. Let's put it this way.
Okay, so that's two questions, right?
Well spotted, Martin.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I only had one.
This is way too little.
All good. Talking of which. give me a second.
Take your time, Martin. Take your time.
Ah, and we're back. Yes. The most favorite, I guess... Is the Transylvanian episode a DSDS?
Of course, it would be, yes.
That was the most fun one to do. In terms of other episodes, as you say, all the interviews were great. I mean, for me, I enjoyed having Bruce on the show because he's a great guy, and obviously I know him really well.
So this is biased,
Bruce of Postcards fame, but by the same token, all the others were great and very different. Specifically, the Next Cloud story, the LPI last time, they all bring in something different and not for you, but for me, a bit more eye opening because I'm not overly familiar with all these projects. So it's. So that was great. I did enjoy the call-in episode specifically, where people had questions for my beloved co-host.
Yes, that was great crack, wasn't it?
I think there might be some more phone calls in future.
Is that a threat?
No,
I'm sure it is.
I think we should give our listeners the chance to phone in, don't we?
Let me get Femke in on it. Femke also says there will be pictures. Yes, indeed, Martin.
I didn't think we were doing video.
No, but we can put them on the website. Yes.
Okay.
Does your wife know about the show?
It'd be interesting to meet this Femke or this pictures of her, because
she says she knows you quite well. By the way, does your wife listen to the show? I wonder.
On occasion.
So Femke, if you're listening, let's discuss these pictures offline. Grania, Siobhan, what's the other one? Fortnite goes for you as well.
Shannon, yes. Excellent. Yeah, on that subject.
Do continue, please, Martin. You were saying?
No, that's not fair enough. we'll come back on that one maybe a bit.
If there's one Dark Side episode that I really liked, was actually the the Mario thing. Where the dark side took us basically from Sicily right to New York to some outer space thing and just right back. Whoever wrote this, I think it was you, Martin.
I think the guy was actually called Claudio, no?
Claudio. Claudio.
People's names.
All the same, anyway. Claudio, if you're listening, maybe you are.
Yeah.
We'd really love to have you on the show, Dark Side or not.
Yes.
So if you fancy an appearance, can be Dark Side, can be just ordinary appearance. We'd just love to have you on the show. Talking about Mac operating systems or other things, please get in touch. Simply send a mail to feedback@linuxinlaws.eu.
Excellent plan. Yes. So I guess that brings us to our favorite listener.
Claudio? No, this is Luna. Must be, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And, of course, the grumpy old coders. At least one of them, anyway. Well, these are the listeners we know. There might be two others.
Yeah. Indeed, yes. Talking about grumpy old coders. What's happening?
They have somewhat confirmed an appearance. They will be on the show in March, I think, late February, something like this.
Okay.
If planning is anything to go by. Hang on. I mean, they featured us on their recent show as an episode 6. Every year in review, yes. And they threatened us to hassle us with Rust. Of sorts.
Okay.
So, David, if you're listening, we can discuss Rust. We also can discuss other things.
Yeah, we did a programming
yes,
language.
Yes, we did,
special,
Martin.
Didn't we?
Any thoughts on this? Should we do this again?
Yes.
Now with real programming languages like Haskell, like Forth, like the ones that.
We were going to do one on Pascal and Algol.
Yeah, but yes, but that was your idea because you're old.
Ah, okay. I'm not old. You should know this by now.
You are old, Martin.
No. There's no such thing as old. There's just more mature, right? Right. Remember this. Yes. So next time you meet some beardy youngster, just explain to him the. Absence of knowledge that you have acquired.
Martin, I'm just wondering if that works for you or not. Apparently it does.
I have a beard. I'm young.
You're young.
So it's fine. Yeah. Yes.
Who lied to you about this? Your kids, your wife?
Well, it's all relative. It's all relative.
Yes.
Given our. Given the duration of the galaxy.
Exactly. I mean, if you're talking to somebody at the age of beyond 100, yes, you are young. But if you're talking to a hipster who is below 30, you are, what's the English word? Stone old? No, it's what's what I'm looking for? Overaged. That's it. Yes.
Overaged
it
is that a word?
I just minted this. coined this.
I think that's more related to X-rated movies and stuff, but because that's
Martin,
underage,
you tell me. You know? No, there is such a thing as overaged, and you would be it.
Well, there is now.
Oxford, what is it called? Oxford Learner's Dictionary. If you're listening, you owe us the moolah.
If it's not in there now, yes, get it in.
Indeed. Other things. Yes, of course, the 1.5 interview. The one where you were on the. Yes, the where I interviewed the Terminator, 1.5.
Ah, okay. Why is it 1.5?
Because this is what Skynet calls him.
Okay. weird name for a Terminator, but hey.
You listened to, I mean, that was the episode where you couldn't make it, remember? But I'm sure you've listened to it, right? The interview.
Yes, I don't remember anybody calling anybody.
That's the Terminator's name. No, I'm not. Sure no, I'm not.
Oh,
I mean, you wrote the episode. I don't know. I just read this.
I'm going to transcribe it and post the results to you, like we did with.
Which brings us, of course, to a very interesting subject. Of course, yes, Darkseid. We, of course, write all these sketches, but maybe some budding author out there has thought about making contribution in terms of, if you're listening for fame, fortune, and money, don't get in touch with us. If you're looking for fame, fortune, and money, don't get in touch because we can't offer this. Sorry, actually, we can offer a good time, but we can't offer fortune and money. But jokes aside, if you want to be part of one of the most important free and open source podcasts, as in Linux Inlaws, being on the humorous side, please do get in touch at feedback@linuxinlaws.eu. Especially if you have an idea or even a script for the dark side. Because if ratings are anything to go by, Nielsen and friends ring the bell, Darkseid is rapidly becoming the most listened to sketch, season, series, what I'm looking for, contribution, whatever, in the open source humorous world, something like this. As in the funny side of open source, yes.
It's probably quite a small world, but...
So I don't know. Yeah, HBR sends across statistics. The episodes that have Darkseid in them now clock in about 300,000 million, trillion, quadrillion, billion downloads, whereas the episodes that do not contain the Darkseid clock in at about 5 downloads. So there is a difference, apparently.
Okay. Sounds like they have some serious bandwidth over at Tech Apothecary.
Okay. We featured this quite a lot in the beginning, but then somehow it died down. At the end of the day, Linux Inlaws is your show. We have somewhat settled on the frequency of doing interviews and talking about our own shit, like peep shows and stuff. One of the previous episodes, as in the second one before the last one, but as I said, if you have thoughts, suggestions, comments, feedback, get in touch. Indeed. You can send emails to feedback@linuxinlaws.eu, or of course you can leave a comment on the Hacker Public Radio website. We will pick this up, and of course, yes, you will be taken on board as Claude, you and other members of the community, especially Luna. If you're listening, Luna, send more feedback. Have already found out. Back to the 5-year plan. What's ahead, Martin? Yes. What's ahead? What did the Central Committee say?
Well, we got number one, right? Which is obviously
so.
You must listen to...
So, yes, we have 1 year in the bag. Fair enough. So there's 4 years remaining of the first first 5-year plan.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the 5-year plan is obviously world domination.
We are working on this, yes!
So everything in between is, it's purely building on that.
As in?
With various... As in? Well, by just one is obviously continuing our episodes, making sure the right staff is in place in the post-production.
If you don't fire them frequently, yes. Did the Central Committee make any comment on your staff churn, I wonder?
No, they were very pleased with my approach. So,
but yeah. That's a very costly approach because of all the redundancy packages, right?
No. This is communism after all. They just paid him in potatoes.
HR thinks differently. If they're anything to go by.
We'll send them to Siberia as well.
HR, if you're listening, you're way to the gulag.
Yeah. Get a coat.
Or two, maybe.
There's a joke in there somewhere. Anyway, that's not.
There is. There always is, Martin, yes.
Yeah, so I think so. We got the end point, we got the starting point. Just a few details to fill in the middle.
What's missing, right? I mean, it's still the audience, right? I mean, this is what we're. This is why we're making.
The audience is missing.
No, Martin.
Where did they go?
What I'm trying to say is actually they're the most important part of the podcast because otherwise we wouldn't be making it, right?
Of course.
Yes. I mean, people probably have a misconception that we're doing the podcast. Why? Because we think it's a great time and we can get drunk and talk about shit and stuff. No, that's not it. The podcast is made for you. That's you're more than welcome, Martin. This is the reason, basically, why we're actively looking for feedback and stuff. Because if we're missing the target here, we haven't done our job, Central Committee or not.
Well, we can always blame Martin.
We can always blame what? Marketing. I thought it was Jitsi or something.
Oh, we can blame Jitsi as well. Yeah. Well, we do. It's not difficult. But no, on a serious note, you are entirely right. So all five of you, please write in with comments and feedback.
Now, Martin, for the shocking news, there might be even more than five listeners.
Oh, we on to
maybe
six
even
cool.
Seven or more. hang on, there's Luna, there's David, there's Thomas, there's Claudio.
I don't think we can count the grumpy old coders because it's kind of a mutual
arrangement. There's your wife, of course, occasionally.
Yes, don't forget Dennis.
Dennis, yeah, yes. Yeah. Fimco, of course, very important.
Yes. Then there's the Irish contingent, yes.
But the Irish contingent probably doesn't get it, but that's beside the point.
Well, they're just looking for blackmail material.
Money as usual, yes.
Yes.
Okay, I think what's left to be covered? Apart from the four years
well,
ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so on a more immediate note, we're almost in year two. So, any upcoming changes that we have planned that are not haven't been suggested by our listeners? Do you would like to let our audience know?
Absolutely. For the time being, I think we'll continue with this alternating format of an interview and some shit that we made up. Needless to say, guys and girls and all the rest of the people listening, as I said, if you have any suggestions for subjects that you want to see covered, preferably about open source, but if you want to make a nuke, let's see what we can do about it. Goes as well. Send feedback. That's it. Otherwise,
maybe we should talk about vegetables.
Yes, we can. Because otherwise, we still have to continue to make shit up, right? And just hope it finds your. What's the word I'm looking for? Appreciation.
Indeed.
Okay.
What we have been a little bit short on is DSDS up dark side.
Yes, so. Martin, if you would simply write more, because you've done mostly all the episodes, right? So
I think I have one in the back. You're doing it as well, don't you? We got one for
perfect, excellent. Yeah, I mean, maybe I can be convinced to write something too. But you keep complaining about the lack of Darkseid episodes.
It's about time. Yeah,
indeed. But as I said, maybe some listeners have ambitions too. By all means, get in touch. And if Martin could set up a working email server, there would be this email address at thedarkseid@linuxinlaws.eu. But let Martin work on this.
Ooh, okay. why don't you? Shall I work on the Jitsi server?
Martin, while you're at it, why not?
indeed. It might.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this closes up basically to episode 23. Without the Darkseid, but there are plans to, of course, include more Darkseid episodes. Stay tuned. That's what I'm saying, or we are saying. And with that,
yes.
What is a farewell in Russian, Martin? You know Russian, right? I don't. До свидания, people. Martin. Yes, your turn. Yes, but there was a cue. Dos vidanje, listeners. We have to cut this out.
Comrades,
listeners. Dos vidanje, listeners. Okay, Martin, that was actually a very interesting episode, looking back at the first year of our 5-year plan, but now onto the box.
I think there's probably a different word than interesting for this episode, but let's not talk about that right now.
Naysayer.
I'll personally go with amusing, but there we go. Yes, my Pops of the Week is a comedy series called Not Going Out, and the series 11, episode 1 is absolutely hilarious. So,
not going out. This is corona related, as in pandemic stuff.
No.
because you can't get out. Right?
Well, that's true. So the series has been going for quite a number of years. They're on series 11 now, and it's basically, it used to be a guy who was a lodger at someone's house, and he liked a girl, and all sorts of stuff happened. Shenanigans go on at some point. Anyway, series 11, the episode 1 is a must watch because it's just so amusing.
Okay, you will find the link in the show notes.
I won't give anything away, but I fell off the sofa laughing. Let's put it that way.
Is that a good or a bad sign?
Not much comedy can do that to me. It's definitely a good thing. Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, the series is pretty good anyway, but yeah, that one was stood out quite a lot.
Just wondering, Martin, did WUI apply when you watched this?
WUI? Who is this?
Yes, Watching Under Influence.
Oh, I see. No, I never do that.
He said, boldly lying. Martin, you're not supposed to lie in public. You know this, right?
No, this was a...
Okay.
Exactly.
Let's see. I'm going to check it out myself. Well, and
yeah, back to you. Okay. And there's probably no chance of it not being under the influence. But let's go back to your pox of the week.
My pox is actually I have two pox.
Two,
yes, because I don't have any. I do have anti pox, but I think we've covered them before, so this is
probably we can't really.
Okay, yeah, one pox is actually a movie called American Pickle. Seth Rogen features in it, and it's about a Jew being conserved in brine for about a century, and then waking up in modern day Brooklyn, and then a feud develops between his great grandson and himself about how to conquer the world, making the best pickle and all the rest of it. It's to sum it up, it's hilarious. I won't give away much more. Mm. Check out the movie if you want to. Cool. It's on the streaming platform of your choice, I suppose. And it's also, it's very funny because both of them are Jews.
Okay. Do you not work for an Israeli company?
I do.
Be careful here.
No, I mean, I absolutely love Jews. Don't get me wrong, because I like their sense of humor. And that's exactly what this movie kind of has a lot of it in it. So cool. It's just hilarious. Okay. Second box. It's a person called Mrs. Hannah Hume of HPR fame. I reckon that not that many people will know what I'm talking about. So let me give you some background here. There is an episode, 3251 on Hacker Public Radio, where a couple of 16 years discuss the advantages and disadvantages of drinking alcohol. Let's put it this way. What at first looks like a very sober, pun intended, discussion has this kind of very subtle humor. If you're into kind of couples discussing various aspects of their personal life and advantages and disadvantages of intoxicating substances, this is the episode for you. And with that, I think we are through, right?
I think so as well.
Very good.
Excellent.
In that case, see you around
see
next
you
time.
In the next one, indeed.
This episode is sponsored by Communism. Not the deodorant, shortbread or sneaker, but rather the ideology. For the last few centuries, communism has aimed at making the world a better place to live in by sharing ideas and wealth alike. While most of the initial implementation of this algorithm were flawed, this has changed with the advent of free and open source software. Now ideas and their implementations can be shared among people from different cultural backgrounds, beliefs, genders, sexual orientation, and programming language preferences, never mind text editors. Let's better humanity by using technology for all of us, rather than just a privileged elite. Programmers of the world, unite! This is the Linux In-Laws.
You come for the knowledge,
but stay for the madness.
Thank you for listening.
This podcast is licensed under the latest version of the Creative Commons license, type attribution share alike. Credits for the intro music go to Blue Sea Roosters for their song Solid Market, to Twin Flames for their piece called The Flow, used for the segment intros, and finally to Celestial Ground for their song Sweet Justice, used by the Dark Side. You find these and other ditties licensed under CC at Jamendo, a website dedicated to liberate the music industry from choking copyright legislation and other crap concepts. How are you? How are you? This is very weird.
Nostrovia.
Something like that.
Спасибо.
Da always works, yes. Da works.
Da.
Нет.
Comrade
Visser?
Comrade. Comrade Zimmerman.
She is soft Z, I think. But maybe I'm maybe wrong, I don't know. Should we just give it a whirl and see what
this is getting a whirl.
Have you your beer in front of you?
I have a beer, but I need a refill in a little bit. Beera, isn't it?
Nazdravia.
Yes, Nazdravia. There's the vodka, yeah.
I see we're getting slowly in the mood. Okay.
I think we should just go with it because no, we're not going to fool anybody with our poor accents.
And trying to roll.
You are still recording.
I'm recording all the way.
Okay, okay. No,
there will be outtakes.
So, the anthem
I'm going to do that later. I'm going to do that later. I'm going to mix it that later. No worries. So, Comrade Visser, how you doing?
Comrade Zimmerman.
How you doing?
Спасибо.
Okay, let's do this once again. And rolling. Comrade Visser, how you doing?
Da.
Okay.
Is Viniti?
Da. Vodka?
Kakela.
Okay.
Privyet.
Yeah, Martin, if we confuse our listeners with true Russian words, they will stop this episode and delete the MP3.
You think? Oh. I did some Russian a few years ago. I forgot most of it.
It's called quite a few years ago. Right? Which is fine by me, don't get me wrong. Comrade Visser, how are things?
Ah, comrade, Zimmer.
Zimmerman, Zimmer? Yes.
Zimmer, privyet,
da.
Zimmer.
Okay.
You've...
yes, da, yes.
We have to do this again, Mark.
Well, let's try that again.
What is hello in Russian anyway?
It's privyet.
Serious? Okay.
Yes, there you go.
Privyet. Okay, rolling. Privyet, Martin. How are things?
Privyet, Christoph. Как тебе?
Comrade. Oh, fuck it. Shit.
You should have said...
I do not speak Russian.
Okay,
we have to do... Okay. Martin, let's stop the ringing because otherwise we'll get nowhere.
Maybe we should be in the Russian for the time being. Yeah. Let's go with the non-authentic perfect Russian. Yeah.
And
okay, comrade.
Sorry,
how goes rolling it?
Should I get another refreshment myself? Maybe that's a good idea. So, small cut.
Yeah, so I guess...
I called a cut. Sorry. Let me get a refreshment myself.
Okay. Oh, right, okay.
And when I say... When I say real rolling again, we can start discussing things again.
Okay.
Yes, so short artistic break.
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
Recording is on.
Apparently it's on, yes.
Does it work, though?
Let's pray. Okay, yeah, should we? Okay, just the box and rolling.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.